Dr. Julie Galthorpe is in this morning talking about the benefits of kind of just puttering around. It's good for your mental health. So when you do the spring cleanup, if everything goes well, it can really make a difference in your life.
You know, that's right. I came across this Canadian study about puttering being good for mental health. So just so everyone knows that we're talking about the same thing here, puttering refers to doing things in a relaxed way without rushing or trying very hard. So many of us don't take the time to putter because we rush through tasks so we can get to the next thing. But if you think about a weekend morning, say a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, and you're just going through your tasks around your house or in your yard in a way that's enjoyable, according to the Rotman Research Institute, there's a positive link between doing household chores, brain volume, and cognition in older adults. So simply put, doing chores like cleaning can help older adult brains grow bigger and work better. So those are like activities like dusting, gardening, and doing laundry. Mm. They're associated with greater brain volume, particularly in those crucial areas for memory and planning.
Oh, well, that's an interesting one. So Sean, you know, as an older adult, you're vacuuming under the couch, you're scrubbing in the floors, and remember, you're not just cleaning, you're boosting your brain power and your physical health.
Yeah, it's all good, Miriam. Yeah, my knees take a pounding bending down to get that loony in the Chesterfield, but you seem to think it's funny.
Well, it is funny.
But even though on that, Sean, though, maybe that can offer some help with any depressive symptoms, because remember, exercise, and if that's a big stretch for you, you know, that can be helpful too.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't give up that gym membership yet.
Exactly.
No, but
yet.
Julie, so on a more serious note, so how does household chores help us feel better mentally?
Well, the Rotman study indicates that these tasks encourage mental focus and a sense of control. So it can also support being meditative because, think about it, you're given time to think through issues and then maybe even have some creative thoughts.
All right. Don't you think it could lead to arguments if a couple are clean? Are you suggesting clean by yourself or do it as a couple thing? Because if the guy wants to throw it out and the partner says, no, I want to keep that, you see where the disagreement can come in.
Well, that's more of the decluttering stuff, but just puttering around the house doing things, that can be an individual task because then you're not pressured by anyone else. And remember, there's no urgency. That's what sets it apart from big, massive clean where you're rushing through trying to get things done. Mm. So there's a couple of things there. One is that if you're just puttering around, that's good for your mental health in terms of, they talked about brain volume and cognition. It's also a way to de-stress because you're not rushing through. You know, you have people coming over, so you're cleaning as fast as you can to get everything just so. I'm sure you do that, Sean, when you have people stopping by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the other piece is, as couples, that can, if you're working on things together, of course that's helpful because you're accomplishing a task together. If you're doing it in a way that's not time pressured, that's even better because then you can enjoy your home and making it the way you want it to be.
Yeah, no, I buy into it. Put on some music and there's no like time frame to get anything done. You go through some drawers, maybe go in the pantry. I find that very relaxing. So the study's bang on.
It is. And if you think about it, it allows us to have a perceived sense of control over our environment because that's also crucial for mental health. And when we feel in control, we tend to have better overall health outcomes and then just greater life satisfaction.